From Monday, no fewer than 500 new Czech-made electric bicycles will appear on the streets of Prague under the Freebike brand. Rental is via an app, and users will be able to leave the bikes, which also work in traditional pedal mode, at virtual stations around the city. At the system's launch on Thursday, Ian Willoughby spoke to Charles Butler of Operators Homeport.
It's got 120-kilometre range, which is longer, I think, than any of the competitor. And then it's got a range of different features that you can use with the app to do different things, like, for example, pausing your rental, changing the settings so that you can have it, you know, more powerful or less powerful every time you rent the bike. And then you can see, for example, how much energy you're using and how much energy you're giving back through the regenerative braking, all of which are absolutely unique in bike sharing.
You say in your literature that it empowers local authorities. What do you mean by that?
Well, the very important thing is that the bike doesn't irritate the people who don't use it. The free bike is, you know, it's outside in on the streets, and it's got to be good for everybody, not just those who are using it. And so by making the software, we have a system of virtual stations so that if you don't leave it at the virtual station, which is just a point on the map which you find in the app in your telephone, if you don't leave it there, you have to pay extra money in some parts of Prague. And in other parts of Prague, which are red on the map, you have to leave it at the station. Local authorities can choose the level of control they have, how many stations there are, whether people can park at the station or in other places. And that's very important for them to have a system which runs well in the town.
Already in Prague, we have a lot of e-scooters all over the place. Many people don't like them. Before that, there were Segways. There's going to be 500 of these free bikes. Are you at all concerned that some people could also be annoyed by these?
Well, we are the only system, for example, in Prague 1, which Prague 1 is allowed to operate. The reason for that is precisely because it gives them that sort of control. We've been working very closely with the authorities for exactly this reason. You know, a system can't ignore the majority of people who won't use it, in fact. Everybody, of course, gets the benefit of better air because there are less cars, less noise pollution. And we think, you know, the long-term future, if there's thousands of these bikes in the future, you know, there will be also the proper parking and all those different things, which isn't today, which will mean that actually everybody will benefit.
And is Prague a good city for cycling at all in the first place, because the streets are narrow often, they're cobblestones?
Prague as a city might have been designed for a bicycle, strangely enough, because the centre of the city you can't drive through at all. Obviously the cobble streets are not ideal, but the experiences from other cities that when there's a bike sharing system there that people really like and use, then the city is ready to invest the money which is necessary to make the cycling infrastructure, which really costs a lot of money, the special cycle lanes, so that people can cycle perfectly, you know, after they see that people are normal people are using the thing. So, I mean, it's not ideal right now, Prague, for cycling, but we think that it will be attractive enough so that people will use it, and then the politicians will think, well, this is a good idea, let's really support cycling, because cycling is fantastic for a town.